What's going on, everybody? This is College Bros. It's your boy Freddie, or better known as Sucio. I'm with my mans.
This is your boy David. People also call me D, D-A-K Trackstar, DACA Trackstar.
And guys, we just trying to bring you something real, something fun. We're just two college kids just living life right now, and honestly, we just want to get our stories out, opinions out to y'all. So let us know what you think. Let us know how you feel about it. We understand everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So if you want, after the end of the podcast, hit us up
with some feedback, some comments, you know, any feedback.
Criticism, honestly, yeah. Anything. It does not matter. We'll take it. We just trying to do something fun.
Yeah, so we had the idea of doing a podcast, you know. We get to do some interesting things. We're always traveling, going to some crazy parties, just living that college life. And especially since our college careers are kind of coming to the end of their career.
Mine is on pause.
Yeah, we taking a little break, but you know, we just wanted to bring some funny stuff, and that's why we're going to call it College Bros. Speaking of parties, actually, tomorrow we are headed to Boston with one of our good friends.
Piotr. Shout out to our boy Piotr. He hooked us up with some Carnage tickets. I'm lit. It's going to be my first time. I don't know about D, but I've never seen DJ Carnage, so I'm excited.
I've seen him in Miami. You know, it's a pretty crazy show. A lot of females there. And talking about females.
Oh, man.
Man, only if y'all knew Freddie Snapchat.
No, I mean,
the people who do have Freddie on Snapchat, you know Freddie always bagging some bitches on Snapchat.
Not true.
Always some girls saying, oh my gosh, you're Mr. Sanchez.
Nope, not true.
You know, so we just want to talk about how Freddie approaches females, how I approach females, from everything to we're at a restaurant, we at Coachella, we in Bora Bora, you never know.
We've never been there, but all right, let's go with that.
Future notice.
First off, I don't get girls.
This guy's lying.
I'm not lying. I don't get girls.
Look at this guy's traps. Come on now.
Oh my God. Anyways, for those that do follow me on Snapchat, you know I be ranting sometimes about my stories. Like the other day or a few weeks ago, me and David went to Boston Market and one of the workers just so happened to sit with us, give us free food for no reason.
Yeah.
He says it's my fault. But she kept looking at him in the eyes and gave him a hug first.
Let me tell you. Let's break down the story real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
This is what happened. We walked in there. I was trying to be funny. So I had my Snapchat out.
We know DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Everybody knows DJ Khaled Snapchat. You know, inspiration. So he had did a post earlier in the day where he recorded a girl ringing him up saying it costs money to eat. So I was like, you know, I'm paying to eat. It costs money to eat. Can't live without eating. You gotta make money. So, you know, I record her. You know, she was cute. She had like blue eyes, whatever. Pretty white girl.
She was
She was okay. Anyways, so, you know, we mess around with her. She sits us down, talks to us, whatever. So she looks pretty young to me. So I'm like, it's whatever.
I thought she was our age, but like I said, I don't get girls, so I was wrong.
Well, anyways, me and Freddie just sitting there having a nice casual dinner. You know, some Boston Market, some chicken, some mashed potatoes,
gravy, corn,
bread.
Cornbread.
So, Freddie sees her walking around, sees her name tag. Say, hey, how you doing? Whatever her name was. Well, this girl, you know, talks to us for 2 minutes, goes back to work, comes out like 5 minutes later. She starts staring at us. So I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, thank you for all the food, whatever. This girl sat down with us, right? So he's like, okay, like, we're making friends, you know. If you ever see us, we're really approachable people.
We don't bite, you know, we're cool. We always just, you know, like meeting new people. That's just how we are. It's what we like to do.
So I was done eating. I was ready to go. Freddie's still here chit-chatting, you know, with this girl.
I'm not chit-chatting
with her. Talking about, oh, you can follow us on Snapchat, no. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I'm like giving little signals to Freddie, like, yo, let's go, let's go. So this girl, I think she noticed. She stands up, sitting at the edge of the table, saying bye to Freddie. This girl looks at me, puts her arms out, saying, you want a hug? Bruh, do I want a hug? Maybe, I don't know.
I tried so hard not to laugh, because the way she did it, she got up slowly, was talking to D slowly. As she's talking to him, itching her way over.
Yeah.
And then all you see is her arms open up.
I had my hand ready. Like, I was about to give her a handshake. But, you know, I like hugs. You know, I'm a I like to be cozy.
And D being a savage.
Nah.
D being a savage, as she went in for the hug, he ain't even get up. So guess what was in his face? Y'all can figure it out for yourself. I made sure I got up, because I ain't no savage.
More of the story is be friendly. Always approach the waitress, you know.
And you get free food and hugs.
Yeah, we got some cornbread, some sweet yams, with some bacon, all the above.
True, was good.
Anytime we want to go back, we get free Boston Market, you know. Funny story is, she followed me on Snapchat because of Freddie.
I don't think I'm allowed to go back, but that's for another reason.
Yeah, she texted me the other day saying, hey, or Snapchat me the other day saying, hey, like, you and Fred, you coming to Boston Market, like, dinner on me. Left that shit unread.
I didn't even know about this.
So usually that's just, you know, the random stuff that happens to us, but if he wasn't blessed with Freddie's facial hair, then maybe that won't happen to you. So maybe
I didn't have a haircut, so he's lying. Like, so, it's not because of me. It's because of this dude and his green eyes.
First of all, they're hazel. Anyways, if you need to approach a girl or if you need to approach a guy, there's, you know, a lot of things you could do. First of all, be friendly. Don't be too demanding. Come in there open.
Minded?
Yes. Make sure you smile. That's a key. You always want to see a smile. If a girl's smiling, I know I'm in a good situation. If not, then I think she's like, you know, one of my exes. Maybe she was a girl I like poured champagne on at a party. I don't know.
My God. Anyway.
Anyway, so one thing everybody's talking about, sliding into DMs. So one of my friends, you know, we ain't gonna say his name, always sliding into these girls' DMs. I don't slide in girl DMs. It's just a very hard way to get a female's attention, especially if, you know, she's popular, got like 2,224 followers.
Dang, that is such a direct number. Hey, who you subbing?
Hey, who subbing? Nobody. But, you know, some of these girls got a lot of followers, be putting heart eye emojis under every picture, you know. But
we don't gas.
Yeah, like we don't gas these females out here. Gas. And no, dude, don't gas these females because you're making it worse for everybody. You're not helping these.
Making it harder on me, man. I don't get girls enough and, you know, it's like, damn, you light skinned, tall, 6'4", curly haired, golden eyed niggas, y'all need to save some. Yeah. But I'm talking to somebody right now, so I can't.
Well, chill. Freddie's single, available, and ready to mingle.
Nope.
We headed to Boston tomorrow, right? So this is a big music concert, festival, whatever you want to call it. You know, people gonna have drinks. This is an old, above 21, you know, party. And we're in Boston. You know, there's a lot of attractive females in Boston. You know, they dress well. Shout out to those Boston girls. UMass, BU, Amherst, MIT.
BC.
All the above. And, you know, if you're at a music festival, you know, dance around with your friends. Don't go up there like a solo cat. Like you would, you know, a fucking wild animal out here. You know, be with your friends. Your friendship. Meet her friends. You guys can all be friends.
See, I wouldn't even do all that, to be honest with you. Because, again, I'm a shy dude. I don't like to bother girls.
When it comes to females, he's shy. He's very outgoing and friendly.
Okay, yeah. When it comes to females, I'm very shy when it first meeting them. But once you know me, you'll understand I'm outgoing, I'm friendly, I'm a nice guy. But anyways, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting girls, attention, numbers, etc.
But this goes both ways, first of all. Girls, you need to start coming up to guys. This is like 100% guys doing all the effort. You know what I mean? We gotta
fuck
work
that
for you.
Whole shit. Fuck all that. Oh, I don't want them to think I'm a hoe. No. Some guys, like me, Freddie talking, are really shy and don't know how to approach girls properly, and usually it messes up their chance. So me, I usually just stand in the corner. Well, not stand in the corner. I'm with my boys. I really don't approach girls. I wait for the female to approach me. And I respect that because it lets them know they're really interested and saves me the stress. So that's how I would go about it. Like, honestly, if I think you're feeling me, I still won't do it. I need to know.
Everybody, eye contact is key. If you see somebody staring at you, looking at you multiple times, they interested in you. They're not looking at your outfit. They don't care what you wear. You're not Kanye. You're not Kim. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Girls, start going up to these guys. You know what I mean? You're putting a lot of pressure on guys. Guys going suicidal out here. They don't know what to do. Like, you got Bryson Tiller going out here singing hella sad songs.
Oh my gosh.
So we hoping tomorrow, we're gonna get back to you guys on our second podcast about what happens tomorrow. We're gonna do two methods. I'm gonna go out here and I'm just gonna approach girls, you know, not trying to get their, you know, number to smash them, to date them, anything, just to meet some friends. You know, we gotta have friends everywhere we go. And Freddy's just gonna stay, you know, with my other boy,
Piotr.
Yeah, just chilling, hanging out. And we're just gonna see if anybody approaches Freddy, and how many girls I could talk to who don't throw me under the bus and be like, get the hell out of here.
And if that happens, oh, I will let y'all know. Trust me, I'm gonna keep count.
Hey, I don't take shame in anything, cause you know, out of 100 times I've approached a girl, maybe like 10 have like basically gave me some crazy look. Like,
he lying. Don't listen. This nigga lying.
I'm talking about 10. 10%.
Gassing himself, man. That's not. You don't do. We just said we don't gas. You gassing yourself. Come on, man. Get out of here with that. So basically, there's two methods for both men and women. Either one, you approach them, be savage, do what you gotta do, put it all on the table, yeah. Let them know what you want.
The worst thing that happens, they say no, and you be that 10% where you got shot down.
Second method, don't do anything at all. Wait for them to come to you. Sometimes it may work, sometimes you may regret not doing it, but it saves you embarrassment just in case. And two, you just, you know, you're saving yourself.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be that guy who sees this girl or this guy walk past you, think they're beautiful, all the above. And you're like, oh, I'll see them tomorrow. I'll ask tomorrow, another day. And there ain't no another day.
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes both ways. There's a 50-50 chance either way. Just find your way. I found my ways not approaching them. Just because I don't know how.
You know, some people feel comfortable like that, you know? Guys, girls, I understand, you know, you're not outgoing, you're worried what they might say, how you may look. But at the end of the day, I don't know how I was trying to lead into that shit.
I don't know what he was trying to say either.
I was trying to say you only get one opportunity, okay? You never know if you're going to see that person again. That was the whole moral of that. Especially if you at concerts, you out somewhere, you know. All right, since this is our first episode of our podcast, we just wanted to give you a little recap so far of how our New Year's is going.
You know, first 2 months are down. A lot of things has happened so far. But we want to start from the first day.
Yeah, we want to talk about New Year's. That's always a special day for my boy, Freddy.
I mean, you know, it's not my favorite holiday, but it should be with all the shit that happens. So let's just talk about that. First things first, this New Year's, I don't know how to word it, interesting to say.
Surprising.
Very
a lot of surprises.
Yeah, yeah. 2016 has been great so far. Me and my boy D, we just living life.
Enjoying every moment of it.
Every moment. Yeah. No matter what happens.
Living something lavish.
It's just a story every time. But again, 2016 has been great. But let's talk about New Year's Day. As you said before, it's sometimes my favorite holiday, but let's talk about what happened. Basically, I was a chauffeur to five girls.
Five beautiful girls.
They all right. I mean,
we're not going to gas nobody on
this
either.
Nah, my God.
But if you need some gas, leave some feedback, we'll let you know.
If y'all want to know who the girls is, slide in our DMs. It goes down. Feel me? But nah, anyways, as a chauffeur to five women, I decided that because, you know, they were all my friends. I wanted to make sure that they were, you know, safe when they went out. Everything was good the entire night. Everybody was lit. Everybody was having a good time at the party we were at until we was about to leave.
It's always a problem when you about to leave a party. We all know this.
Girls don't know how to act.
Can't hold the liquor. We call them lightweights.
Lightweights.
Been saying that since 2010.
Shout out to who knows this.
Yeah. Shout out to those UConn girls.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Huskies.
Anyways, so we was leaving. Seeing something that upset me, so it just put me in a bad mood. And then we go back to the car, and me and one of the girls get into it. Then she gets into it with another one of the girls, and it just makes everything awkward. I wish David was there. He probably would have laughed at the whole situation. Instigated knowing this nigga, but you know.
Yeah, I had another situation on my hands, but we'll get back to that in a moment.
So the situation dies down, and we're on our way back. And again, everybody's a little drunk, so emotions run a little high. We get back to my house where my parents do a New Year's party.
Must be a nice house. Something huge.
My house not that big, all right? It's It's all right.
He has multiple floors. He got two pools, one jacuzzi.
Throw my business out there, man. Anyways.
Lives at the end of a cul-de-sac.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so we get back to the house. And so I confront the person who, well, the female that, you know, I had a problem with. And things just escalated way too much. Arms are being thrown.
Somebody's head got nudged sideways.
Somebody got shoved and just crying. And I'm yelling. And it's just, it went downhill from there. But knowing me, not caring about shit, I went back inside, got turned.
Yeah, a lot of people got turned.
A lot of people got turned.
But we're getting a subway intel, and somebody got a little too turned.
Yeah.
To this day, he thinks he has a kid.
Shout out to my boy Adrian.
Yeah, that's that guy.
That's the dude who thinks he may have a kid, but obviously he doesn't believe in Plan B. Anyways, the point of that is, I let my boy smash this one girl in my house. On my floor, in my room.
They were smashing on the pool table. Can you believe this?
The savagery is real. Not only were they smashing on the pool table, my dumb ass went down to get a, you know, nice Reds beer. I saw them.
Yeah.
I saw them getting it on the pool table.
A lot of clapping. A
lot of clapping.
And then Freddie act like nothing happened, just walked back upstairs.
I had to walk back upstairs. They didn't even know I grabbed the beer.
Right.
That's the fucked up part.
But we always support our brothers.
So shout out to Adrian. Yeah. Doing what he gotta do.
We love him.
Young light skin.
You know, sometimes he be crying on Snapchat. But
crying ain't the... That's it. He be bored on Snapchat.
You know what? You guys need to follow Adrian. We're gonna throw his Snapchat name in the little link below. As well as, we're gonna bring some guests in future podcasts. Keep posting on that as well.
So basically, my New Year's was all right. It started from good to terrible, ended off great, so no complaints.
Yeah.
That was my night.
Well, we're going to lead in and talk about New Year's morning, which was very good to Freddie. He doesn't want to give too much information on his morning, but it was something in future shows to talk about.
Yeah, well, so we talked about my time enough. Let's hear about David's morning.
But nah, we're going to, you know, talk about my morning. I didn't get to drink as much as I wanted. We popped some champagne at night, you know, had some Ciroc. Celebrate success, right?
Ciroc's the key. Always the key.
Major key.
They don't want you to drink Ciroc, but guess what?
You're going to drink Ciroc.
Always. All right. Talk about your morning, man.
So in the morning, I had to catch a plane to go on a cruise. You know, I left out of Bradley, Connecticut. That's where we're from, Connecticut. Shout out to UConn, Eastern,
Central,
Southern, Quinnipiac. I hope we're not missing nobody.
Trinity.
You name it.
We gonna shout you out.
Yeah,
We've been there.
We party. So we love everybody. So my plane gets delayed in the morning. 5 minutes after that gets canceled.
Wait, where you going? You didn't say where you going.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going on a cruise. Which is a very interesting story. So... But never throw shade on your exes. You know, those people made you happy.
At one point.
But, back to the cruise. So I had to go to Rhode Island. We got a first class flight to Miami. Meet up with one of my best friends, Tori. The best friend.
Emphasize the best friend.
So we get on the cruise. You know, we celebrate. Pictures of margaritas, Coronas, you name it. We got drunk too much. It was a wonderful time. Shout out to those Boston kids. But it was just a great way to start the year, you know, celebrate right, enjoy life every day.
As always, we end the year with a bang, bring the new year with a bang.
All right, so every Wednesday, we're going to post a podcast, College Bros. That's the name of the podcast. Hope you guys all follow this. It's your boy, David.
It's your boy, Freddie, better known as Sucio. Guys, honestly, give us a follow on our social media. Let us know what you think, what you thought, what we should change, what we should add possibly. Like, again, this is our first one.
Yeah, we're working on this. We're going to drop this tomorrow, Friday in the afternoon time. Today is Thursday. And next Wednesday, we'll have a podcast recapping what happened this weekend. We're doing some interesting things.
Yes, sir. So,
we'll be in Boston and New York.
Follow me on Instagram. Twitter at SucioSanchez21. My Snapchat is Fred the HNIC.
What does that stand for, the HNIC?
This is back in high school, but HNIC stands for head nigga in charge. Just ignore that.
I like that. People be calling him daddy as well. but you can follow me too. Instagram, Twitter, all that shit's the same for me. It's D, aka Trackstar. We'll also write it out and put it in the link in this podcast. Hopefully, you know, we can bring you guys some funny shit and have some funny stories. This is also going to be like a little scrapbook for us. That's what I purposely use my Instagram for, just to rekindle the moments that we had, you know, New Year's, vacations, parties, whatever it may be.
Anything. Honestly, again, this is just for us to tell our stories, our opinions, and get them out to you guys. So we hope you guys enjoyed. Again, let us know. And until next time, this has been the College Bros.